WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. And let's be honest, today's world can feel like a relentless pressure cooker, right? Deadlines, demands, social media swirling, it's easy to get swept up and lose sight of ourselves in the chaos. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Self-care. Because seriously, folks, how can you pour from an empty cup? We're talking about prioritizing your needs, not just as a luxury, but as a fundamental necessity for living a fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Imagine your well-being is a car. You wouldn't expect to drive it non-stop without refueling or maintenance, would you? Self-care is that essential upkeep, keeping your engine running smoothly so you can handle whatever life throws your way. So, what are some key takeaways on truly practicing self-care, something we all need but sometimes struggle with? First up, ditch the guilt trip. Ever feel like you're selfish for taking time for yourself? Yeah, that's a lie. Taking care of your well-being isn't selfish, it's smart. It's investing in your ability to be present, productive, and genuinely give your best to everything else in your life. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Think of it like those safety instructions on an airplane. Put your own oxygen mask on first before helping others. You got to take care of yourself first so you can truly help others effectively. Next, get specific. Self-care isn't just a vague concept. What truly recharges you? Maybe it's a hot bath, reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or even just 10 minutes of quiet meditation. Figure out what makes you feel centered and energized, and schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. Third, move your body. It doesn't have to be intense bootcamp sessions. Think about activities that genuinely bring you joy: dancing, swimming, hiking, even a playful game of frisbee with your dog. Physical activity not only boosts your physical health, but also releases endorphins that can dramatically improve your mood and energy levels. Fourth, connect with others. Humans are social creatures. We thrive on connection. Make time for meaningful conversations with loved ones. Join a club or group based on your interests, or even just strike up a conversation with the barista at your favorite coffee shop. Remember, true connection nourishes our soul and provides a powerful sense of belonging. Finally, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A sunny day, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little moments add up and create a powerful shift in perspective. When you focus on what you're grateful for, it naturally cultivates a sense of contentment and well-being. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores. She feels constantly overwhelmed, exhausted, and barely has time to breathe. Sound familiar? Now picture Sarah taking 30 minutes each morning for a mindful walk in the park before her day starts. She notices the rustling leaves, the chirping birds, the gentle sunlight, truly immersing herself in the present moment. This simple act of self-care allows Sarah to start her day feeling calmer, more focused, and better equipped to handle whatever comes her way. See? Small changes, big impact. So, there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways for practicing self-care and prioritizing your needs. Remember, it's not about being perfect or having it all figured out, it's about taking those small, intentional steps each day to nurture your well-being. Because when you invest in yourself, you invest in a more fulfilling and resilient life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite self-care practices? Share them with me on social media using the hashtag #StoicStateOfMind. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic state of mind, one mindful step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.